why. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
You damn right.
Man, Backlash is over. Night of Champions is approaching. And we're in the new age. We're officially in Triple H's era of WWE.
An endeavor, yeah.
But before we get into all that stuff, man, Duke, tell them where they can find us.
Yes, sir. So you guys already know the deal if you've been here before. But if you're new, this is your first time listening or your second time listening, I'm going to let you know where you can find us. You can find us on Instagram at the Dangerous Jobbers Podcast and Dangerous Jobber. You can find us on Twitter at Dangerous Jobber. You can check us out on the DangerousJobbersWebsite.com. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, any streaming platform where you can listen to music or listen to a podcast. That's where you'll be able to find us. So just go right over to that search bar and type in Dangerous Jobbers and you'll be linked in.
Yo, so I've just had an epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
We should call that specific segment of the show the cheap plug.
The cheap plug, yeah, might as well.
Just makes it easier. Down to the main news, guys, cheap plugs.
Mm-hmm. Get that cheap plug in while you can.
And after the cheap plugs, ladies and gentlemen, we always reveal our wrestler of the pod, at least for the regular pods.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have it this week. This week, Dangerous Duke present us the wrestler of the pod.
All right, hold on. Let me get my glasses correct here. Get my notes ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the wrestler of the pod this week comes to us from down under in Mexico. We have a Mexican who happens to be a luchadora. So wrestler of the pod this week is a former CMLL women's champ, a former NWG women's champion, and a former AAA Reina de Reyes champion, Kira. You guys, if you haven't checked her out, you need to check out Kira. Man, 27 years old, still very young, very technical, very good in the ring. She's worked with so many people from the States and Mexico. And like I said, 27 years old, already a laundry list of accomplishments. So if you haven't checked her out or you haven't seen any of her matches, I highly recommend you do, because she's got a great look, she's got a great style, and she's just a great all-around performer. So wrestler of the pod this week is Kira.
All right, man. I love it. All right. So before we get into the big stuff, I want to quickly run through AEW. And I want to first start with just the announcement that I think I'm gonna really make the commitment.
Okay.
I am gonna start caring about AEW like it's a main, like, clean slate, like no judging. I'm gonna really care about AEW and see what it really has to offer, and just kind of forget the lack of consistency.
So you're going to forget the last year and a half?
Yeah, I'm just going to wipe the last however long it's been when Triple H took over out of my head.
So, and yeah, the last year and a half, you got to wipe.
Yeah, pretty much. And just really consider that maybe I'm sleeping on him, you know? Maybe it's me. I'm going to take that approach. I'm going to give another full, passionate crack at AEW. But that wasn't this week. So I have three notes, and then we're going to move to ending notes.
Okay.
I just wanted to get off real quick. Christian's still that guy. Somehow, after running the same story for this long, coming into a new with still with Luchasaurus. Christian's now attacking, not attacking, but now he's in a feud with Wardlow and Arn Anderson. Somehow Wardlow's reached a spot where he's attached to Arn. Arn is no longer attached to his own son. His own son's now teaming with Pillman Jr., who I guess ditched his partner. So they're together now as like two halves of a generation of four horsemen. But I digress. Arn is with Wardlow, and now it seems Christian and Luchasaurus are attacking them. Essentially, I would guess to get an easy win for Wardlow for the TNT Championship, or to put the chip on Christian. I mean, who knows, man? Christian's still really hit. He's really good. He's still him over there. That was my report. I listened to Christian's promo, and it wasn't so much what he said. Of course, it was despicable. Christian is Christian. But the heat was still like Dom level heat. And I was like, oh, wow, Christian's still extremely hated over there for obvious reasons. But I
Yeah.
didn't realize how powerful the hate still was.
Oh
It's
yeah,
pretty good. It's
Christian
pretty
can
good.
still draw heat.
It's pretty good reaction Christian still gets.
If there's one thing Christian's good at, it's being an asshole.
So I just applaud him for that. I didn't realize Christian still has like a put a title on him. He certainly more of a reaction than Wardlow gets.
Yeah.
So might be high time to take that belt off of Wardlow. I mean,
Quite possibly.
he did just get it, but I mean, who cares anymore, right?
Hey,
Never
people are known to
mind.
play
Clean slate.
they're known to play hot potato with the titles anyway, so.
Yeah. But clean slate. Who knows what they're doing? I have no clue. I'm just along for the ride as a new dedicated watcher.
First time watching.
First time watcher. Small stuff. The biggest thing is probably Moxley and Kenny in the cage match. I've never not said AEW has great wrestling. My biggest critique was that it was only wrestling, which is why it was so bad because the stories were so terrible. Because they were just matches. And
Yeah,
after a
there were.
while, you stop caring about it being really good matches every time.
You need a story to go with the match.
So on that note, these two basically had a match to prove who was the best at having great matches. And I mean, it was a great match.
He said, "I mean, it was a great match." Like, what a question mark at the end.
No, I mean it was terrific, but I don't know. I'm so desensitized to AEW wrestling. That's why I'm starting with this clean slate. It's just you can only do WrestleMania every, it's like reliving WrestleMania every night.
I wouldn't even give him that much credit.
Not story, just in like in-ring match quality. Like it's great that Kurt Angle and Benoit are going out there every night, but the 18th time I see Kurt Angle go at it with Benoit, it's like, all right, you know what I mean? It's great. Is it not going to be great? Of course, it's going to be great, but I mean, how many times are we
Yeah.
just going to lean on the fact that they wrestle great, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Back to my point, they tore it up. It was great. The cell wall went down at some point, and there was glass and it was barbed wire, and they dismantled the top rope. And
I do want to say, whoever the cameraman is, they need to work on their camera work because they had a clear shot of Moxley blading. Like, it was a clear shot when Kenny went to go do that stomp or whatever it was.
damn.
Like, you seen Moxley's hand while he was laying on the floor with his head down like this.
Oh shit.
So I'm like, yeah, you can clearly see it plain as day that he's
I thought you
putting.
were gonna talk about the one where they clearly showed him not hitting the V trigger.
No,
But
it was like him It was Mox laying on the floor, and you could clearly see something in his hand going back and forth on his head.
That's horrible. That's horrible. But you know, clean slate, clean slate, clean slate is gonna be one of the names of this book. Clean slate.
You don't see me doing this, do you?
Don Callis, Don Callis gave the result of the match, basically giving Moxley the win by hitting Kenny over the head with a screwdriver, thus turning on Kenny. I mean, I saw this, and this is again, clean slate, clean slate.
Clean slate.
But this is what I mean. They, when I say like I'm not relying on the matches, because the story is so weak, and I refuse to rely on such a weak story by having great matches. A month ago, maybe they were doing like the Bucks, the good Bucks, or the Elite is like good guys, and Blackpool Combat Club is bad guys, and they were doing this thing where they were doing the Willie won't they with Hangman again, and Don Callis kind of got Hangman Page away from Kenny by pretending like Hangman did some foul stuff to him. So I saw the Don Callis turn coming at least a month ago. So the fact that this story has gone nowhere but great matches leading up to the Don Callis turn, which is a month long payoff on a Dynamite show, is like, I mean, you know
It
what I'm
is what
saying?
it is,
Like,
you know?
there's not much of a character arc here, guys. We're doing the same story we were doing a month ago. There's nothing new about it, just that y'all had great matches that escalated to this thing that was really about Don Callis.
You gave us the same pig, you just put lipstick on it and makeup on it this
Yeah,
time.
man. You just kept presenting us the same stuff. These guys are all really great. They can all wrestle really great. Don Callis is gonna turn soon. That's the same. I don't need to watch if I
No.
know that's where the story is going, is what I'm saying. But clean slate, clean slate.
Clean slate.
clean slate. Miro and Thunder Rosa returned. That's what I wanted to end the AEW news on, because that I feel is probably the biggest thing for me, at least in the last several
Weeks.
groundbreaking announcements that Tony has given. Miro and Thunder Rosa coming back is probably the best announcement I've heard in a while.
This is one of the only announcements we've wanted to hear for the last several groundbreaking announcements.
That and the ROH TV deal, we're still not getting.
Hey, clean slate.
But hey, clean slate, clean slate, clean
Clean
slate.
slate.
Happy Miro's back. Happy Thunder Rosa's back.
Thank you.
Hopefully Thunder Rosa is just as good as she was. I know Miro's gonna be. Hopefully the writing will put them in a situation where they don't fall into the ethos of whatever and
Yeah,
end up
ho
like Keith Lee teaming with Dustin Rhodes to do God knows what for who cares.
Yeah.
Or stuck buddy buddy with the guns. Clean slate, clean slate, clean
Clean
slate.
slate. Remember, this is your first time watching. Next week is your first time watching.
Right, next week, clean slate. But happy they're back. Hopefully they find a great place on the card. But that does it for my AEW news. Just three quick things I want to get off before my clean slate next week of watching and being a dedicated non-biased AEW watcher. But moving on from that, probably some more exciting stuff. The indie news.
Yeah, man. So since you started with AEW, I feel like it's only right that I'm going to start with Ring of Honor. And I don't have much for Ring of Honor, but I do have two things that I want to talk about. And this past, technically not even this past week, the last couple weeks they've been doing Ring of Honor shows. They've really been trying to give title matches. Like they've been trying to emphasize the importance of their titles, and they put like one title on the line on this show, another title on the line here. And this week they gave us two title matches, and it was two matches I'm actually kind of interested in. One of them was Athena versus Sky Blue. The fact that they were willing to give Sky Blue the title shot already kind of surprises me.
That interesting. Yeah.
And no, not even that it interests me. It just surprises me.
Okay.
It's yeah, maybe interest wasn't the right word. The surprise was more of the right word. But I mean, hey, kudos to her. I guess they see something in her to where they can put her, I guess, in a main event-ish women's scene with Athena, who's kind of been doing her thing as the ROH Women's Champion. And the result was no surprise. Athena won the match. Pretty decent match, though. I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty decent. And then the next match I wanted to talk about, because I didn't know this, Samoa Joe versus Blake Christian for the ROH TV title. Did you know it's been 400 days since Joe's won that title?
They seem to pass so fast now, the
Like,
days.
I didn't know it's been 400 days.
Yeah, I don't I can't tell you I knew it's been 400 days, but it's become one of those things like they've just had it so long, you haven't been counting, but you know they've had it for a while. And Joe's been the only person to really be TV champ since ROH came back. I didn't realize it's been 400 days or so,
I was
but
gonna say, I'll do you
it's
one better.
accurate.
I didn't realize it's been 400 days since Joe got fired.
Right?
Like,
No,
has
it's
it,
been a while. It's been a while.
like, I didn't realize it's been about a year and a half, 2 years.
It's definitely been a while.
Damn, time flies.
Yeah.
But
I didn't realize how long Gunther had the title until they said
yeah,
it. And then
man.
I was like, really? I was like,
Yeah.
oh, well, I guess.
Yeah, that. But Gunther's Gunther, man. He can keep that title
Yeah.
till the end of time, and I'll be happy. But again, no surprise, the Samoa Joe Blake Christian match. Joe won. In a
But I'm
hard fought,
sure.
in a banger of a match, hard fought match. Blake Christian actually took a pretty decent bump during the match. That kind of surprised me. But all in all, no surprises there. Both the champs retained. That's just two of the quick little nuggets for ROH that I wanted to get out. And then
Well, that's amazing.
the next thing I have is MLW. I have two things for MLW, and it's not really ma anything match related or anything like that. It's just some little highlights for them. So coming soon, May 25th, Fusion is going to be premiering a new season, and MLW has been putting on banger after banger with these house shows in Philly and Atlanta and Maryland. So if you
Yes,
guys
sir.
haven't watched any MLW, if you've been thinking about it or you're just now learning about it, you need to check them out because they have so much great talent that not a lot of people know about. Like Alex Kane, you have Davey Boy, you have Old
Davey.
Boys, yeah, Savio Vega, who just popped up at Backlash in MLW. If you thought Savio looked good, go check him out in MLW. And then you got Myron Reed, you got Jordan Oliver. There's just so many big names over there.
Yep,
Fatu,
Akira, Shane
Akira.
Page.
There's so many big names over there. So check them out, please. Please, I implore you. I don't even know if that's a word, but
Yes,
go check it
implore.
out. Implore, there you go. And then the next thing I wanted to talk about, they just announced that MLW has had their highest ratings ever in the US market and in the UK market. They've just had their highest ratings ever as far as viewers for any of their shows in both countries. And that's a pretty damn good milestone, if you ask me.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been since the start of this pod giving mad props to MLW. They've been probably fourth overall for a while, but not even fourth. If you've been there live, like
Yeah, I mean, there's been times when they've been like third, second.
they've done, yeah, for a while there, they were third. They were right behind AEW for us.
Yeah.
And to know the people you're doubly invested.
Yes.
I think as soon as that title gets off of Hammerstone, it's gonna go back to third for me. No disrespect to Hammerstone, it's just the character is not doing it for me. And I'm ready for a change that I hope to be in the building for when MLW comes back to Philly and Alex Kane challenges Alex Hammerstone for that championship.
Yeah, that's July 8th, right?
I believe it is. I
See,
believe it is.
another cheap plug.
I want to be front row, man. Front row. Bang
I
on
might
the
have to make a
rails.
I might have to fly up there for that one,
Yeah.
just for that
Shout out to
alone.
the boy. We gotta have him back on the pod. I'll shoot him an email soon.
Yeah, we got to get him back on.
But we gotta have him back. We gotta have him back on. I wanna see him champ. I wanna see the change. And he's become face, which I think is useful, especially in Philly. The fact that within like a span of 3 to 4 months, however long it was. No, I think the last one I went to was the one on the honeymoon, so maybe like 6 months, maybe. In the span of 6 months, you can go from putting a cheesesteak in a guy's face to being for the people. So it's gonna be tremendous to be there again and see him face, and it's gonna be easier to put a chip on him because I think Hammerstone's better as a heel. Because this, it's just not as over as it was, on the underdog side of it now that he's won and he's held it for so long. It'd be easier for him to turn heel and for Kane to take that belt. So I hope to be there in the crowd for that. But
Yeah, that'll be a beautiful thing to see. That might need to be a vlog.
Oh yeah, oh it's
Yeah,
gonna be. It's gonna be.
we might need to get you on
And
it.
I hope to catch him. Because sometimes I'll catch him running through the front while the
I was
show's
gonna
going.
say in passing, yeah.
Hopefully I can catch him in passing. Because if that happens, he's gonna close the show, right?
Yeah.
So I hope to catch him in passing just to, get a little, hey, we went in the bell tonight. Hey. But yeah, I hope to be there. But we've been championing MLW for since the start of this pod,
Yeah.
so for years.
MLW has definitely been a staple for the Dangerous Jobbers podcast for sure.
For years. I mean, I got a hat right over there, Certified G bought it at the show. But yeah.
Yeah, and I was
Certified
gonna say,
MLW.
yeah, that's it for my indie news. It was short, sweet, to the point. So next we
Now,
can take it over to you.
I have some rapid fire stuff and then a couple big topics, and I'm gonna let you close it out, man. Just the things I feel are relevant, but that we don't need to spend too much time on. So let's do it like first take style, man.
Okay.
I'll give you a minute on a topic. Just give me your thoughts. We'll run through them. And then when we get to the big stuff, we'll stop and like really take the time. So first off, Rhea Natty.
To be honest, I'm not sure where this is going. As far as I mean, and it's no disrespect to Natty, but she just doesn't compare, and it's blatantly obvious. You've been gone for a minute, you're gonna come back, and you're going in there with the Dominator and Rhea Ripley. Like, I don't think anyone's expecting Rhea to lose this match, just like I don't think anybody was expecting her to lose in Puerto Rico. So it's for me, this is just gonna be the same thing it was for Puerto Rico. Maybe even more of a squash. And I think Rhea's still retaining, and there's no way around it.
Bonus question, another 60 seconds. Is Rhea the Roman of the women's division? Has she achieved that level of untouchable?
Yes, but in a completely different way than Roman. I think for Roman, it's just been pure dominance. And
Yeah.
then on the Rhea side of it, I think it's just white hot popularity for her. Like, I mean, she can be as dominating as Roman in the women's division. We've seen it. But I don't even think it's more for her dominance. I think it's just because of her popularity. And right now, she can do no wrong. She's a heel that's not a heel. She's a heel
Yeah.
that's getting cheered everywhere she goes.
Coupled with a heel that's getting absolutely hated,
Exactly. See?
which
And
is
that's.
only boosting her popularity. I mean, you're likable by comparison.
Yeah. So it's just. It's. Yeah. To the point. Yeah. It's just more mainly for her popularity, which is saying something because she's supposed to be a heel, but you're getting cheered everywhere you go. You went to Puerto Rico and got cheered. You went to. You could probably go to Canada, fight Natty, and still get cheered in Canada. It's a
Possibly, yeah.
popularity thing for her.
All right. Next rapid fire. Cody. No. That's not a rapid fire. That's something to take time on.
That's a top.
But on the topic of heavyweights, Becky and Trish.
It's, I guess, one of their past and present matches that they kind of tend to do for people. I found it funny. Trish broke out the old promo from 2005. No one's gonna steal my spotlight.
I found it even funnier that Cora Jade had just recently put out that same line. So
Yeah.
it was like, oh, we're just, all right, someone's stealing homework over here.
We're just recycling 2005 right now. But I mean, it's Trish. You can't knock Trish, and it's Becky. You can't knock Becky. So I mean, if they can put on a quality match in a one-on-one capacity, then hey, I'm here for it. They did all right in the six women tag. So if they can, my only gripe is it's gonna be a lot easier to see if Trish slips up somewhere because it's just them two in the ring. There's nobody else to watch. So she really got to bring her A game now.
My quick expectations, and then I'll move on to the next topic, is I'm praying it's not a train wreck. Like, whatever their matches is the
Exactly.
determining factor of how invested I am in this feud. Because it's so. I just have to see how they perform in the ring.
Agreed.
Because if it's not good, if it's the train wreck that I'm hoping doesn't happen, I'm totally disinterested in this completely. And I felt like this was the wrong way to go. But if it works, if they get in there and they do really well, then I'm like, all right, now I'm along.
Well, you know what? Just to add something else, I agree with what you're saying. I hope it's not a train wreck. I'm leaning towards the side of it not being a train wreck just because Trish is coming back full time. She's not being one of those Hall of Famers that are doing a part-time thing. She's said she's on the road every week. She's full time. So I'm gonna give her some credit there because it'll be quicker for her to shake the ring rust off if you're doing it full time. So I'm gonna lean towards the side of it not being a train wreck, but I'm also erring on the side of caution.
The bar is the Bellas. You be better than the Bellas return. We can do something here.
Yes.
Next fast one, Cameron Grimes
To the
to
moon.
the moon.
To the moon.
Immediately taking out Baron Corbin in only Baron Corbin fashion. I like Cameron Grimes as starting base character. I like the way he's bypassing the BS and is like, all right. I like the way he approached the match. I like the way he approached the trash talk. I like that there's no chinks in the armors spottable yet, which is great. But I don't think you're gonna find any man. He's good on the ring. He's good on the mic. He's promising. He's been trained by guys that know what they're doing. And even more guys that know what they're doing when he came into NXT. I think given the opportunity, man,
He can do some.
he can do something. He can do
I'm
something
I
really, really good.
I'm very interested in seeing what Cameron Grimes does. I liked his character in NXT. We obviously know he can go in the ring. There's some great people on the main roster he can mix it up with. And believe it or not, I think Corbin's actually the perfect person for him to tangle with for his first step up because their characters are kind of the same, but they're also kind of different. So it'll.
And in a parallel universe, I could see Cameron Grimes being the thing that gets Corbin back on track.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because he's a he, I could have seen them doing a down on your luck Corbin angle, and Grimes being the parallel to his character because there's so money invested, ego invested, but extremely athletic. I can see Cameron coming along and being the thing that puts Corbin back on track, and them running sort of a thing where he's his big man, because Cameron Grimes is like showing him what it looks like to just do it and be successful and, you know, be happy Corbin and make it work. In a lot of ways, Happy Corbin and Cameron have like the same gimmick, but Cameron's like works. So I could have seen in a parallel
He's
universe that a
more
team,
charismatic.
he's
That's what it
much
is.
more charismatic. It's much more his real kind of character. So I in a parallel universe, I could see them being a tag, and Corbin being his big to get him over.
Possibly.
Because Cameron don't need it, but Corbin needs it.
And stranger things have happened in the WWE. So, I mean,
Yeah.
it might not be the worst idea.
Exactly. And then
You
Corbin could finally appear likable.
I was gonna say you could give it like what's the what's a tag team that would be a good example? Daniel Bryan and Kane. Very much Daniel Bryan and Kane vibes.
I could definitely see it being like that. But who knows? Maybe that is the plan down the line. But real quick, just Cameron, happy for it, happy to see it. Last rapid fire one. Damage Control loses the tag team championships after EO loses the women's championship, again in a spot where they're seemingly trying to help each other and confusion ensues and championships are lost. All signs are pointing to them breaking up, but I do feel like it was pitched that Io Sky break off as a singles competitor and Bayley and Dakota kind of fall into the tag team ranks, which I'm not necessarily upset about
No.
if they're keeping Rhonda and Shayna in tag teams. I feel like Dakota and Bayley elevate the tag team division as well, and we need more tag teams we actually care about.
It makes more credibility come to the women's tag division, and that's something that's been lacking for them for quite some time. So, I mean, if that's the case and that's their plan on how to break it up, I'm for it. Damage control was good while it was around, but not everything lasts forever. So if that's the route that they go, I won't necessarily be heartbroken.
Yeah. And I think EO will do well after seeing her in Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah. Io's gonna be right as rain.
She looks solid. She looks like she can handle the hype as long as she's on the same par as Asuka and Bianca. Oh, I guess that's our last rapid fire. Asuka and Bianca, they're doing it again. How do we feel about the sequel?
They ruined the new Asuka for me. Bianca's kind of ruined for me. They're both
They
like,
shouldn't have did it again. They should have did the one-off for
it's meh.
Mania because it was a thing to do, and then taking them both in a different direction afterwards.
I'm not really caring for it, and it's crazy because I feel like I haven't really been caring for Bianca matches lately.
No, she's achieved, but I think that's why.
It's too much.
I think that's why Bianca and Io, when they did it in Puerto Rico, was so iconic, because it Bianca achieved, and I say it like it's a good thing. I mean, I guess it is a good thing, but it feels bad in the moment, but she achieved John Cena status,
And it's
which
like
is
too
a
much.
it's cool.
But
But
it's
at the
too much of
same
the
time,
same.
it's too much of the same. Like, the people have had enough. They've stamped you overpowering. So now you're at a space where you're over, but you're too over, and now it's an issue. But which is great for Bianca because at least we know she's over. But it's great for the dynamic of Bianca because now you can go in a different direction. And y'all should have went a different direction. Y'all should have went a different direction. Y'all should, but then again, maybe that's what this is about. That's the only way I find this acceptable. If Asuka needed a different direction and Bianca needed a different direction, maybe the rematch can be a double turn. We can put Asuka over as a face with this Joker character because the people are with Asuka, and we can turn Bianca because people are sick of her winning all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it could be a double turn. And maybe you can keep the belt on Bianca. I'm sure they're going to keep the belt on Bianca. I mean, truthfully, there's nobody to replace her just yet. But I mean,
Yeah, not until like maybe Alexa Bliss comes back or something like that.
yeah, we got to find somebody quality. But that's the sequel to that. The one big thing, or the two big things I wanted to get to, Brock and Cody, too, speaking of sequels. I'm actually very invested, and I feel like, the thing I said last pod about getting an old school Brock is a thing of beauty, and this was really of the same cloth. Went out there, wrecked shop on Cody, and the promo was so throwback Brock, but it was so good. It was so good.
It's like we talked about last pod. When Brock wants to work, Brock can work. Like a lot of people forget, like this man can do this still. He's not just the guy who comes in, breaks people, and then leaves. When Brock wants to work and when Brock wants to talk, he's gonna do it, and he's gonna do it good. Like they ain't put him with Paul Heyman for all them years for nothing. He's picked up a trick or two.
Yeah, man. And I mean, look at his face. I
Yeah.
mean, look at his face.
Yeah, look
Look
at
at
his
his
face.
face.
Look what you
Look
did to me.
at
You gave me
his
the
face.
ugly. That's what you did,
You
Cody.
gave me the ugly. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like he was saying to him. It was like,
You
you gave me the ugly, Cody.
made him
Look at his
undashing Brock
face.
Lesnar. How is Sable gonna look at that face every night now? Come on, Cody.
Oh my
Look
God.
what you did.
But I love every bit of it. These are two guys that tell freaking stories, man. Oh, man. And the expectations have just gotten so much higher after Backlash. Now that the Bad Bunny thing's out of the way.
Now that
Oh,
Bad Bunny's gone, we can focus on what matters.
it's. We can get back to the wrestling part of it.
Not
It's
to say
cool, though.
Bunny did bad.
No, Bunny did tremendous. He's just, he's living life at the highest level.
Yes.
So he just kind of takes the spotlight sometimes, which is by all means. But now that he's gone, we can pay a little more attention to Cody and Brock, and it looks like they're gonna do two better than they did one. Does Brock win the fight? Is it a street fight? Are they doing another street
Oh
fight?
yeah, Brock wins. That's
Right?
not it. That's not even a question for me. Brock's gonna
He's got to destroy him. He's
Yeah, Brock's
got to
gotta mop
destroy
the
him.
floor with him.
He's got to kill him. Is it going to hurt Cody?
What if Cody loses?
Yeah.
No.
I
Physically,
don't
it's
think
gonna
so.
hurt. Physically, it's really
No,
gonna hurt.
physically, it's going to
But
hurt.
no.
It's going to really
Cody,
hurt.
again, Cody's one of them people that are white hot popular right now. Cody could lose his next three matches and it still wouldn't hurt him.
I'll be honest with you. I think Cody could lose. Come back that Monday taped up. Start with the what do you want to talk about? And for whatever reason, I feel like handsome devil, man, he could just talk himself right out of an explanation for why he lost. Just move right on to the next thing, and we wouldn't even realize that. Yeah, and I mean, we just wouldn't even care. Like somehow he could talk his way out of explaining the loss to Brock, and
Yeah.
We just wouldn't even mind. Like, all right, well, I
He
guess.
lost, but he survived. You know that's gonna be the MO.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I could even see him like not even having a way to talk out of it. Just be like, hey, last night wasn't my best night, guys. I'll be honest with you, but
I live to tell the tale.
refocusing and I made it through a grueling battle and I'm here today and the people will cheer and it'll be over. And it'll be like, all right, we're moving past this. And like, all right, I guess we're done with Brock.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that totally. But that and Roman is the only other thing I had to talk about. Roman, it's got to be like a 2 or 3 year long soap opera we're watching now, and now we're getting into really creative ways
To
to
keep it
just
going, right?
yeah to keep it going. I mean, just when you thought they were running out of angles, they do this new angle where it's not even about staying on the island of relevancy now. Now it's about just the politics. Like, how are you going to dedicate a match to me and lose? I don't even wrestle tag matches. So now you're in, like, all right, he's going to kick him out because they disappoint. No. Jay stepped up, saved his ass, saved Jay's ass, saved Jimmy's ass. So now Jay's back falling in line because he's scared. And Roman does probably one of the most disrespectful things I've seen. I don't know how they keep doing it. Somehow they've gotten a Roman that's slightly more disrespectful than he was the first time. So you think, how much lower can Roman go than mushing you in the face and making you apologize and making you take your brother out and blah, 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 blah. The thing that makes the Usos are them being the greatest tag team ever. Roman just decides, in your failure, instead of kicking you out the bloodline, I'm just going to take being the greatest tag team and being in the tag division from you all together. I'm just going to be tag team champion. I'm so pissed off. Y'all don't even get to be a tag team anymore. Y'all just going to be there. Me and Solo going to win them belts. We going to be tagged. Just the most underhanded, just
You know what?
disrespectful thing you could ever do. Like, y'all know how y'all whole thing is being a tag team. Like, that's all y'all got, really. I'm just gonna take that from you. I'm so mad at you. You don't even get to be in the tag division anymore. I'm gonna be tag team champion.
I'm gonna be the tag team champion, and I'm gonna dedicate it to
Ooh.
the greatest tag team of all time,
Looks at him.
Afa and Sika, the Wild Samoans.
Dang, man.
Jay just looked at him like, "You
Dang.
serious now?" He gave him that look like, "You ain't just say that."
The disrespect just keeps getting deeper and deeper, man. I mean, it's just how much more? How
You
much
know what?
more? And Solo's just going along with it.
Solo's just
Yo,
staying there like,
Solo. Solo just, yo, Solo. What's
I'll be a
going on,
tag champ.
Solo?
I'll be a
Yo.
tag champ.
I mean, he really a soldier. Solo really a soldier.
Solo just there to be there, man. He there to do what he do.
Listen, brothers, not brothers, cousins, whatever, man.
And you know what?
Bloodline.
I could
Bloodline.
if they do happen to win, if they do happen to win.
They're gonna win, boy. What you mean?
Look, look, look,
Chopper
you
Jake
know,
don't lose, son.
look, look, hear me out. If they happen to win, I could see Roman getting even more disrespectful. I got all these belts.
Them
How
boys
am I
gonna be
going
sick, son.
to carry him? Wait,
Bro.
that's why you here. Carry my tag team titles.
That's exactly what it's gonna be. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
You are
You know
carrying
how
my
sick
titles now.
they gonna be? You know how sick they gonna be when they show up the next night, and I could see Jay coming in hot too. I could see Roman winning them belts and Jay coming that SmackDown, because you know they don't even from they not even gonna promote it on Raw. Uso's going Jay gonna come in hot on SmackDown. Yo, Uso, like I gotta talk to you, Uso. Like, that's great that you won and brought the title belts back to the Bloodline, but if y'all tag team champions, what are we supposed to do? And Roman being like, you know, I thought of that. I got so much gold, you know, Solo don't really like carrying stuff. We figured y'all could just carry the titles around. Like, that's what y'all used to, right? Y'all could just hold them for me.
Nobody holds them better than you guys.
That's what y'all do, right? Y'all just hold them. Because you can't win them.
Either there, he just does something disrespectful, cuts a promo in the ring and says,
No, but you gotta imagine, like, how sick.
and just holds out the titles for him. They think he's giving them the titles and they're like, no,
Hold these.
you're holding them for me. How am I gonna carry all these titles? I only have two arms.
Yo, that's gonna be sick. Can you imagine the Bloodline coming out every week and them having to hold up Roman's tag titles?
Man,
They're not even your belts, nigga.
Roman and Solo's tag titles, because
Roman and Solo. The belt's not
Solo
even
ain't holding.
yours, son. No, Solo's gonna be right there.
One stand behind Solo, hold up both the belts.
That's gonna be so sickening.
They
So
got their
sick.
heads down, just holding the belts up with a fist.
Yeah, just not even happy to be holding the tag belts, dog. Like,
And you never know, Jimmy might have a coming to Jesus moment and super kick Solo.
I don't know, man. I think it's going down at SummerSlam. Do you think is the end of the Bloodline the tag match between the two of them? Is it not Jay and
Nah.
Roman? I'm so mad that
Nah, it's Jay and Roman still.
it's Jay and Roman still.
It's still Jay. It's been Jay all along. I've been saying it. We've been saying it. There's no other way.
I believe in my
As
heart.
Doctor Strange once said, there was no other way.
I believe in my heart. That's the only way. All right, but that's everything I had, man. The new turn in the Bloodline, the stuff with Brock and Cody, just going nowhere but up. But Duke, the biggest stuff is for you to close out, man.
Okay, so let me close it out. We're going to start with a question that was proposed to us by a fellow guest of the pod, a fellow listener, good friend of the show, D the Toy Hunter. So we talked, me and him been talking about Backlash and everything that happened, and he proposed this question to us. Damian Priest, after his performance with Bad Bunny and everything that happened at Backlash, do we feel Damian Priest right now is ready for the main event scene? I'll let you go first.
No.
Why is that?
Because he's not even a man in his own group.
Okay.
And I think, see, here's it, man. It's tough, D. It's a great question, D. It's a great question, D, but I'm gonna break down my reasoning. And it's not that I don't trust that Damian Priest can do it, but his character is not ready. I think in company eyes, if you can go out there and put on what really was the best match of the night at Backlash in Puerto Rico with the guy that you helped get there, Bad Bunny, to that level of performance. But shout out to Brian Kendrick, the help of Brian Kendrick as well. It is a great testament to you how well that match went. So I think in company eyes, that does tremendous standing for Damian to be a main eventer, because that was his like first main event, I believe. I think in the ring, he's been great since Punishment Martinez. But I have to be able to, I got to be able to see you there. And I just can't see him there. I can't, if I'm still putting Finn over you, I can't see you there. And that's that I don't even see Finn winning the world title for a second. I see you maybe at a Nakamura level right now, where Nakamura could be the champion if they gave him the opportunity. But it's not like he could be in the world title match tomorrow. We wouldn't feel weird about it. So that's where I'm at. It's not that I don't think he's capable of being champ. I just don't feel like he's at a place where you can see it for him right now. He's got to feel more important than Finn. He's got to be the leader of the group at one, and not that there is a leader, but say that
There's a
there's
clear
a clear,
face of the group.
I'll put it like this. I can't see you as world champ if you're still ranked fourth in your group. Finn is world champion material. Dom is the biggest heel in the group. Rhea's Roman. So she is three or one. Really, it's probably Rhea, Dom, Finn, then Damian.
You know what I'll compare him to? But matter of fact, b before I even get to the comparison, I agree with what you said. Do I see him right now in the main event scene? No. Can I see him in the main event scene? Yes, at some point, but and you were just comparing the groups one, two, three, four, right? I'll put it this way. Finn for Judgment Day. Matter of fact, Judgment Day as a whole, Evolution, right? Finn is your Ric Flair. Obviously, not as many titles, but Finn is your Ric Flair. He's
Here's your Ric Flair.
the guy with the most experience. He's the guy who's been doing it the
The
longest.
most influence.
Yep. So he's your Ric Flair. Dom is your Randy,
Yes.
the young kid, getting a lot of nuclear heat. You know, he just went through this war with his dad. Randy was the legend killer. So you got Randy right there.
Making
Rhea,
Rhea.
your Triple H. You got the one running through everybody, champion of the group. Right now,
Whole
the only
group is kind
champ.
of built around her.
Yeah, so Rhea's your Triple H. Damien is number four, but Damien's your Batista.
Exactly.
Damien
Exactly.
is your muscle of the group, your enforcer of the group, be it whatever spin you want to put on it. You know that potential's there for him to
Yes.
be a world champion one day. But right now, in this current moment, it's not. Like it might be, but it just because of the group, it's not.
And I do think, just like Batista, if things align in like a 3 month span, we're definitely going to be seeing Dame as a world champion quality, but we got to see the shift. If we see the shift, if we see like the predicament they had put out come forward, where Finn win a match, Dame win a match, and it be Finn versus Dame, and Dame beat Finn. And we saw it like before our eyes, we saw him beat a world champion. I would be on the pod the next week, like, yeah, he's quality. But I gotta see it.
When all this is said and done, if this Judgment Day stuff goes away, you know who I could see Damian kind of having a career path, a career trajectory of? And I don't know why. McIntyre. Like that guy who was in the main event spot for a short spe like for a period of time, but then is in the mid card. But he's that guy that's like he could be the bridger between mid card and main event scene. Like he'll be a world champion
He's
maybe one
super,
time.
he's super, he's a utility guy. Not a
Yeah.
utility guy. I don't want to say it like that. But like a Randy, like he's interchangeable.
Yeah, like you can put him in the mid card and have him be your champ. You can put him in the main event scene and have him as your champ. But he's not going to be that like 8-time, 6-time world champ. He'll probably be like a two-time champ. So I could potentially see that for him in the future. But yes, right now, not a main eventer, but slightly interchangeable. In the future, post Judgment Day, I could probably see him as a world champ, main eventer.
And you know what, D, because I think D's on the side if he is ready. I'll say this, D, if Bad Bunny continues to pay off, that could boost him. That adds a couple championships to your belt. Being the guy that brought Bad Bunny in and made him what everybody is claiming that he could be, which is the greatest celebrity wrestler of all time thus far. If that holds to be true, I think that adds at least two, three extra world championships on Damien, because then this can be a thing that they repeatedly do. We could have WrestleMania in Puerto Rico, and this could be like a real thing. But it, I mean, it depends. It depends. But his trajectory, his stock is only going to go up. Let's end on that. His stock is only going to go up.
All right. So I have one final thing to discuss before we close this out. I have one final thing. So we were talking a little bit about the tournament. We didn't talk too much on it, but we mentioned like little pieces of the tournament. So we now know what the finals of the tournament are for the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And it is AJ Styles versus Seth freaking Rollins. And to be honest, I am 50% surprised. I'm 50% surprised in the sense of I didn't think AJ was going to make it to the finals just because they've been the way they've been treating him. But Seth, I already figured was going to be there. So I'm glad that AJ's there. First and foremost, let me get that out of the way. I love that AJ's in the finals for the championship. Glad that they finally putting something towards him worth watching. However, with that being said, I am conflicted because I don't want to pick a winner for this. Like, is it just me? I don't want to pick a winner because I feel like I know who the winner is going to be.
Well, I'll add even more onto that. Edge, you son of a bitch. You threw me for a freaking loop, man.
Yeah, man. You talking about the interview?
It wasn't even an interview. It was the video. You did like the freaking morning of video. You son of a pulling on the heartstrings, man. Pulling on the heartstrings.
And I'm not gonna hold you, man. That triple threat on SmackDown with him, Ray, and AJ,
One of the greatest triple threats
dude.
I've seen in a very long. Let me, yo, say it. Say it first.
So that match, I don't even care about the botched ending. That match was fucking amazing. That is the best triple threat I've seen on a SmackDown, and I can't even tell you how long. That might be the best triple threat I've seen. It's definitely the top two of the last 3 years. It's definitely in the top two because WrestleMania is up there.
If I ever go to like streaming at like the opening half hours of the shows, because I was thinking about that, if you guys could have heard me, dude, these three men, when I these is this is they went out there to prove a point.
They did
These
not
three
stop.
guys, for the last 2 decades or more, two decades and more, really, have collectively been some of the greatest elevators in the game. AJ Styles elevates you, Edge elevates you, Ray elevates you. And I think all three of them collectively was like, there can only be one winner, but we are all world championship quality. So let's go out there and give them
You know what that
a
was?
championship match that puts all three of us over as quality vets and world champions. Let's go out there and do things they haven't done in triple threat matches. Let's just
I was
go.
gonna say, you know what that was? That was 80 plus years of experience between the three of them on
Yes.
display right there. That was
Yes.
80 plus years of experience right there.
Man.
AJ's 2 decades in, Ray is 2 decades and some change in. Like there's at least 80 years of experience between the three of them. They both got 20, the three of them have 25 plus years. So there's at least 80 years of experience right there between the three. So that's what that was on display. Like we old,
I
but
mean,
we got this. We can still do this. Y'all must not know. It's
the way they
too
put it together out there, so fluid, so frequent, so new, so original, so,
you know what it kind of reminded me of? It gave me New Japan vibes a little bit watching it. It felt
man.
like it felt like it was a
It
Japanese
was
style
that
match.
quality of it was that quality of
That
wrestling.
like high speed is like that high speed mixed with the high flying. That
Nothing is unimportant. Everything moves into something else.
yes, that's what and that's another thing. Every move went to something else that made sense.
And you know who does that the best is, well, AJ Styles for one. You can't really put his style into anything because he's phenomenal. It's his style all the time. But that's how Edge is. Edge and Randy are both like that. They don't want to do anything that doesn't matter.
Yes.
Pure Lucha Libre wrestling is exactly like that. They all the moves string together.
And you have the greatest luchador of all time.
And you have the greatest luchador of all time. So between the three of them, everything had to matter. Everything had to be original. They're all three of them are idea guys. So they're always thinking of something, some different way to do something.
When
Oh, it's
people say
tremendous.
to the people who say fantasy booking is stupid, watch this damn match and tell me that again. Because this
Yeah.
was a fantasy booking match
This was a dream.
between three of the best minds of everybody who's active right now.
This was
That's
an
what
absolute
this
dream.
was. That
Yeah.
was a thing of beauty. And I
Yeah.
love that AJ got it. Edge did put us through a loop a little bit, but I love AJ got it
I love that AJ got it.
because AJ's getting another shot.
Yeah.
And
And
it's
I
been a
mean,
while.
being regarded as this generation's like Shawn Michaels. I'll tell you, it's hard to pick a winner between Seth and AJ, but
I
I
was gonna
fully understand why they went with Seth and AJ. We already thought it
it's
was gonna be Seth. Seth is Triple H's kid. Like that's, but not only that, Seth is Supreme Seth. Somehow, Seth has come off this Cody feud bigger than Cody in a way.
Yes.
So he really deserved it. And the question really was, who are they going to put him up against? And once I realized it was AJ, I was shocked that they didn't go with Edge. Part of me thought they might go with Bobby, but at the end of the day, I sat with it and I was like, well, you have to consider that the two guys they chose are their two straight company guys. They are the two guys, aside from Roman, when the chips are down, when it means the most, and you just need somebody reliable
Yes.
that you know is gonna be a world champion. And you don't have to worry about, and is going to carry it at the level it should be, perform at the level it should be performed at. Real workhorse freaking guys that know how to carry a company.
Yes,
It's Seth
absolutely.
and AJ. They've done it time and time and time and time again. And AJ's done it everywhere he's went, came here and did it again,
Yes.
especially doing it again on SmackDown. So they really chose two guys that, first off, they're going to go out there and have an instant classic.
Oh, yeah, without question.
But either way, you can't lose
Not at all.
because they've just done it. They've just proved that they've done it. They can do it. And even if you put it on AJ to get it on Seth, even then is like, because AJ can go as long as you want him to go. So you can take your time with Cody, you can take your time with Seth, and you can build it to exactly where you need it to be. And AJ can just coast putting guys you never give a shot over and making them have some of the best matches of their life because that's what he does.
100%.
You can go anywhere you want to with this choice. That being said, I do think Seth should win.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I didn't want to pick a winner. I feel like Seth's gonna win. So I'm not this match, I'm not even gonna pick a winner. I just want a beautiful match.
But I would love for AJ to win. Like I gotta tell you, if
Yeah,
you
like this is one of the matches. Like it doesn't matter who wins because either way, you're gonna be happy with the result.
Yeah,
And
I think AJ will.
I love that they gave us this match because we're gonna be happy either way, whether Seth wins or AJ wins. So
And if
me personally for this match, I'm not picking a winner. I just want to see a beautiful match. I'll be happy with the result either way.
I just want 25 to 30 minutes.
Yes. Give us a half hour classic.
Give it a half hour classic. Just pull out all the stops and no interference. Just let
Yes,
those
please
two
no.
guys go out there and
Yeah, keep the club backstage. We don't need nothing. But
because it's gonna be epic. It's gonna be epic. And they're gonna
that,
wrestle. They're
yeah, they're gonna wrestle. They're gonna wrestle their ass off.
gonna wrestle their ass off. They're
You
gonna
know that's what's
wrestle
about
their
to happen.
ass off.
But with that being said, that's everything for this week, guys.
All right.
So I guess it's time we jump into these shout outs. So who's gonna go first? You
Yeah,
or me?
I'll go. I'll go.
Go ahead.
Real quick, my figure four. I want to give a shout out to the Apron Bump. Always good friends of ours on Twitter. Follow them on Twitter, the Apron Bump Podcast. Love those guys. Follow the world famous Monster Factory, man. Love them too. I gotta eventually go there. There's a lot of people I like over in the Monster Factory. I gotta start giving some of them Wrestler of the Pod more, but shout out to the world famous Monster Factory. I want to give a shout out to True Grit Wrestling. Follow those guys also on Twitter, True Grit Wrestling. Just trying to find more and more of these good indie brands. And last but not least, Doghouse Gaming for all your retro gaming needs. I gotta put them in every shout out. Those are my guys. That's my guy over there, Tweak. So shout out to him. Doghouse Gaming for all your retro gaming needs. They have everything from everywhere. Atari to PS5, just everything. They're always getting new stuff. They're always posting quick response time. They refurbish games, just everything, man. They do it all. And they've got some pretty great figures in there too for the people that listen to us for the pops and the figures. They've got all types of stuff from comics, from wrestling, from regular pops to old timey toys. They don't, well, not toys, but old timey figures they don't have now. That's where all those Simpsons figures that I gotta get it from. Just old brands they don't sell anymore. So I mean, they just have everything over there. So go visit them. Doghouse Gaming, Instagram, Facebook, and that's my figure four for the week, man.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to jump in and do mine. First things first, I'm going to shout out former wrestler of the pod, Jazzy Yang. Just won her first championship competing in the Georgia circuit. So huge congratulations to Jazzy Yang, daughter of Jimmy Wang Yang, for those of you who don't know. And then the next shout out we're going to give is the Wrestling for Life Network. Man, them guys always showing us love on YouTube, on their streams, on their Instagram. So we're going to shout them out, show them some love over here on our pod. Next up, the man who gave us this question this week, Dita Toy Hunter. If you guys haven't checked him out, go check out all his dope content. Huge wrestling fan, huge friend of the pod. We're going to wind up having him back here sooner or later. And last but not least, the Funko Friends podcast. I'm shouting these guys out specifically, Johnny and the lovely D of a Kind, because they have just shared with everybody that they are welcoming in a new little bundle of joy into their family.
Hey.
So congratulations to Johnny and D. Can't wait to hear whether it's a boy or a girl.
That's
Either
awesome.
way, we just hope that it's happy and healthy and that you guys give it all the love in the world. But that's it for this week, guys. As always, you know where you can find us. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. Find us on YouTube, dangerousjobberswebsite.com if you want to check out the website. And then Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, all that dope stuff. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Like the video, like the pod, drop a comment, questions, comments, criticisms, concerns. We'll be sure to get back to you. But that's pretty much it for this week. Make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay dangerous.